Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the interest of time, I'll deliver an abbreviated statement with the full version, including our thanks to Ambassador Gill, to be posted online. I wish to place on record New Zealand's strong preference for a more forward-leaning mandate for the future 10-day meeting of the GGE. As we stated during the August GGE, we would like to see a mandate that facilitates a more targeted focus on the human element or the human-machine interface, rather than on definitions, which remain elusive, or on technology. In our view, such a focus should enable us to understand more clearly exactly what type and quality of human control is required throughout the life cycle of an autonomous weapon system to ensure compliance with IHL. We note that our views to this end align with the recommendation put forward by the ICRC in its new paper, and we will certainly be looking at the guiding questions the ICRC has proposed in our preparations for meetings of the GGE in 2019. In addition, New Zealand continues to advocate for the future mandate of the GGE to preserve sufficient space for deliberations and, wherever possible, decisions on the concrete proposals that have been put forward to address the challenges posed by laws. As we have stated throughout the GGE process, New Zealand remains open to all options on the table and do not see them as mutually exclusive. We consider that delegations are ready to commence more detailed analysis of these options, including of how they can reflect agreement on the type and quality of human control over a weapon system that is considered necessary to ensure compliance with IHL. We hope that the decisions reached at this meeting will reflect this modest ambition and trust that, in any event, delegations will make the most of future sessions of the GGE to achieve meaningful progress on this important issue. Thank you, Mr. Chair.